Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Coming up, how your gaming skills could hook you that new job.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing at The Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. It's a new mobile era, and employers are using mobile games to recruit potential employees. New gaming apps are highlighting how job candidates might do in a particular job based on how he or she performs in a game. Let's get the details on this interesting new process from Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman, who joins us on the phone right now. Hey, Sarah, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So if there was ever any question as to whether video games can account for the kinds of skills people have, perhaps we now have an answer because employers are using it as a mechanism to hire people. Can you tell me a little bit about this new process?
Sure. It's one of several tools in the toolkit that they're using to either attract job candidates, to evaluate job candidates. They're using it in different ways, and there are many different games out there that they're experimenting with. It's relatively new. It's just something that's cropped up in the past couple of years and only recently has started to catch on. And it's not like they're making hiring decisions based on how well you play a mobile game, but it is, like you said, giving employers some insight into some of the softer skills that can be hard for employers to tell a person has leadership or grit, multitasking. People can say that they're good at these things or they have certain ability to prioritize or et cetera, but sometimes playing certain games, depending on how they're set up, can give a very specific view of how that person actually executes on what they say they can do in some of these softer skills.
Gotcha. And as far as the companies who are partaking in this new hiring method, any of note, any in particular that stand out?
Oh, yeah. Well, I talked to, in the story, you'll see I spoke to Keurig,
okay,
the coffee company. They've been using some games from a company called Knack for their recruiting. Daimler Chrysler also uses it, Royal Bank of Canada, AXA. So a lot of big companies and smaller firms that you may not know, you know, by their name, they're not as big, but they're certainly using it just as much as the bigger companies.
So in particular, there is a concept that is in use called gamification, and that's a big element to this process. Can you talk a little bit about what that means and how that works?
Gamification is basically taking the concept of games and applying it to other uses. So in the workplace, you may have to learn about how your company's ethics policy. And rather than them handing you a piece of paper with all the information, or rather than having you sit in a seminar, they may give you a game-like packet of information. And each, as you go through it, it's a step, and they'll give you choices. Should you ever open an email that says, that has an attachment from someone you don't know, yes or no? And it's depending on your answer, there may be a little cartoon, and it sort of makes just going through the process of understanding your company's, in this case, ethics rules, something game-like. And that's what gamification is. So it's a bit of an offshoot of the actual concept of the game. It's not a real game, but it's game-like, and it's something that came into vogue a couple of years ago. Hasn't really taken off much since then, and now this is like what I'm talking about here in my story with games. It's very much an actual game. It's not gamification. Mm-hmm. It's an actual game, but it's just like another evolution of how employers are incorporating the concept of fun into what can sometimes be not so fun things to do.
Right. So it seems like it's gaining some traction, this method of hiring. I wonder if it speaks to the rising popularity of gaming in general. Can you talk a little
Absolutely.
Bit about the growing trend of gaming these days?
Sure. I mean, video games have always been very popular, but what we've seen happen in the past five, six, 7 years is the rise of mobile gaming. And that puts a video game platform, essentially, in your pocket. And people, as you know, play a lot of mobile games.
Sure.
In fact, they're playing about an average of more than 2 hours a day. And that's as of 2014, a survey from NPD. They have not updated it since, so you can imagine it might even be higher today.
Sure.
But people are spending a great deal of time playing mobile games. There's also still a very strong console market. And PC gaming is still very, very popular. This is an industry that's going to, that is nearly $100 billion a year in revenue. So it's very popular, and games have certainly evolved over the time. They're much more sophisticated, and they're not just bleeps and shooting, and, you know, there's a lot more to them. They have educational value, and people are seeing all the many different ways that video games can provide both entertainment and some educational value. So it really goes beyond just gaming. It goes into the workplace. It goes into healthcare. There's so many different applications for video games these days. They're really quite sophisticated and quite impressive. And with mobile just being something that everybody has in their pocket, it's certainly something people do more, and it's easy to access, and especially with free-to-play being pretty affordable, you could just download games at no cost. And you don't necessarily have to spend money inside of them, so they're very attractive.
Yeah, and it makes sense as to why it would be in this new mobile era. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts, or you can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.